Town lawmakers in Stockbridge, Massachusetts are being criticized for statements made during an unscheduled discussion about a proposed development at the DeSisto estate. The 37 Interlaken development proposal would transform the historic school into more than 300 acres of residential housing, self-sufficient farmland, and a luxury resort. WAMC spoke with the developer's attorney, Jonathan Silverstein, about a controversial proposed bylaw change.
So current zoning would not allow for redevelopment of the site. And it's important to remember that this site, which is sometimes known as the DeSisto school site, was previously developed with over 500,000 square feet of industrial age institutional buildings that were part of this boarding school that closed down a number of years ago. And so this is a previously developed site, and nonprofit educational institutions like the former school are exempt from zoning, so they were able to build all of that space. But this proposal is not exempt from zoning, and so in order for this project to move forward, the property owner has requested a zoning change. What it would do would be to allow this type of development. It would still require detailed review by the town's planning board to ensure that things like traffic and pedestrian safety and drainage and water and sewer and all the other technical issues that would come up for a development of this size will be handled and managed.
And those changes would be voted on at May's town meeting if approved in meetings scheduled for the new year. Some residents and Stockbridge officials, though, have questioned whether those zoning bylaw changes are necessary. One planner last week called it a hostile takeover because of the magnitude, I guess, of the project. That didn't sit well with you. You had written a letter to the select board. Can you explain what that letter said?
Sure. We had wanted to review the project and discuss proposed zoning changes with the Board of Selectmen before submitting this petition. But the Selectmen had declined a number of requests to have such a meeting in public and a discussion with us. And so in order for us to ensure that we could get our bylaw proposal reviewed in the manner required by state law and still have time for it to be on the warrant for the annual town meeting in May, we had to submit it before being able to have that meeting. And so it was, as I said in my letter, disheartening when we reviewed the tape of that meeting and we saw that although the Board of Selectmen refused to meet with the project proponents, they had engaged in a very lengthy discussion of the proposal and the project, made a number of unfounded negative assertions about the project, and clearly opponents of the project and their lawyers were on notice of the fact that there was going to be this discussion, although we were not, and that was disappointing. The purpose of my letter was simply to call the board's attention to the requirements of the open meeting law in the state and to point out a few of the inaccuracies that were stated at that meeting where we had not been afforded the courtesy of being told that these issues were going to be discussed at the meeting.
So what really happens next?
The Board of Selectmen did vote to refer the matter to the Planning Board. The Planning Board is required to hold a public hearing. From that point, the Planning Board makes a recommendation to town meeting. Regardless of what that recommendation is, the voters of the town at town meeting will then have the opportunity to vote on the proposal in May.
Do you feel that the development is going in a promising direction?
Oh, absolutely. The reaction of the vast majority of members of the public has been overwhelmingly supportive of the project. They recognize that the manufacturing base of the Berkshires, and Stockbridge in particular, is not on a positive trend. The jobs that will be created from this project are sorely needed in the Berkshires and in Stockbridge in particular. The revenue that will be generated by this project for the town, over $2 million a year, is sorely needed given the public infrastructure projects that the town's facing and taxes are going up every year. The limited opposition is primarily coming from abutters, and most of those are second homeowners. We wish that we were having more productive conversations with the Board of Selectmen, and we're very hopeful that that will take place. And we're just looking forward to being able to put the matter before the voters at town meeting.
That's Jonathan Silverstein, an attorney with the 37 Interlaken Development Team, speaking. The Stockbridge Town Council contends the developers who want to overhaul the DeSisto estate are entitled to their procedural due process, even if residents and officials don't like the direction of the project. An open forum is scheduled for February 6th before a public hearing that month.